Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. The rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right flat on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye. Take my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again or where that you're at. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood on Blog Talk Radio, just reaching the world for Christ. And we're starting a new subject tonight, and it's on faith. And so we've talked for several weeks on the greatest miracle ever was salvation. Then we spoke about sanctification for several weeks. Then we was on the baptism of the Holy Ghost for several weeks. And so now we're on faith. And so if you'd like to call in and be a part of this broadcast, well, we want you to do it. And the number is 347-308-8524. That's 347-308-8524. So call in and talk with us live here on the broadcast, and just to tell people about Jesus. And the number that you call in on is 347-308-8524. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time, and just invite the Lord into the service with us. So we want everyone out there to just join in with us and be with us, and just pray, and let's just trust God for this. And the greatest thing that can happen is our faith. You know, every man has a certain measure of faith given to him, and so we need to put our faith to action and put it to growth. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you once again. We thank you, God, for this time, Lord, that we're able to lift up your name, God. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that just help us, Father, that our faith, God, raise to the highest, God, in this service, God, in these teachings, Lord, and let the faith, God, the people have it, God. Lord, we know that every man has a certain measure of faith measured unto him, and Lord, just asking you, God, to help us, Lord, to let it increase, and let our faith grow in you, God, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. We thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We want you to call in tonight now and be with us, and just to get into the subject with us, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and just have a great time in the Lord. So you can call in at 347-308-8524. So just call in and join with us on this broadcast. Right here is our subject is faith is beginning. Is believing, faith is believing that what you pray for will come to pass. So you can find that in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. Now that's something for us to think about. It says, now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, tonight I want us to think about this. You know, faith is something that we've, every man has got a measure of faith measured unto him. You know, whenever the Lord forgive us of our sins, and we begin to start believing God and start serving the Lord, He'd give us a measure of faith. And, you know, a lot of times we don't put the faith to use and don't put it to action. And it said, now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, that's what it's all about tonight. That's whenever you pray for something and you're believing God for something, you're asking God for something, and God will come to pass with it if we just only believe. You know, I thank God that the Word said down here in Romans 10 and 17, it said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, that's what it's all about tonight, my friend, is to take this Word and put the faith together and put it into action with God, you know, and just start praying, just start believing God for what you have need of. You know, if you just come down and ask God for something and believe Him for, you know, if you have a need of something, you'll go to your daddy and you'll talk to him. And that's what the Lord is wanting us to do. He's our Father. He's wanting us, if we are children of God, been born again, washed in His blood, and got all the sins in the blood, got sanctified and got filled with the Holy Ghost, and we go to Him with faith, believing and asking Him for something, He's going to give it to us. You know, I tell you what, there's too many times that we don't want to maybe ask Him for something. You know, I've heard people say, well, I don't want to trouble God for this, or I don't want to trouble God with that, but I'm going to tell you something. God wants you to trouble Him tonight, my friend. He wants you to take your faith that you've got and put it to action. He wants you to call up on Him and believe that whenever you ask Him for something, you're going to receive it. You know, if we don't ask Him, then over there in the book of James, He says, we have not because we ask not. And, you know, we don't ever ask Him for something. We don't ever get it. If you want something from your earthly daddy, you go to him and you say, Daddy, I want this, or Daddy, I need that. And your earthly daddy, knowing how to give gifts to you, he'll give you the gift that you asked Him for. And that's what God is telling us here. Whatever that we ask Him for, and we doubt not, we shall receive. And we go on here in the John over there in the 20th chapter and verse 29, Jesus said unto them, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You know, Thomas there, praise God, he wouldn't even believe until he put his hands in Jesus' pure side, and he wouldn't even believe until he put his hands in the nail scars of Jesus, where he was nailed up on the cross. And Jesus told him right there, praise God, I'm glad that he told him, blessed Thomas, you've seen me now, you know these scars, you know who I am, you know that I'm Jesus. But he goes on and he said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You know, you and I today, praise God, are blessed because we've not seen, hallelujah, we've not seen the nail scars, natural nail scars, but we take it by faith and believe by faith that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that because of that, that He is, praise God, that He's, oh, hallelujah, praise God. Praise the Lord. We got a call in here tonight, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Greetings, brother and sister Yearwood. Greetings in the name of the Lord. This is Sister Cheryl Miller from Harville, Poplar Bluff, Missouri area.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have you on here with us tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Just, we're speaking on faith tonight, sister. And I don't know how much of you've heard of it. You just now getting in there?
Just getting in there. Hadn't heard anything yet.
Okay. Well, let me read you a little bit here what we've done read here. And Lord will maybe speak to you, and you can just obey God.
All right.
right here is something that that we just, right here it says, faith is believing that what you pray for will come to pass. And now you look in the Hebrews, that's what we're saying, but now you look into Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you know, as I was saying there earlier, you know, we pray for something and we believe for something. Every man's got a certain measure of faith given unto him. And if we pray for something and believe for something, God is going to move and we're going to have something because faith in Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, that faith will rise, and that's what I prayed there earlier tonight, that our faith will just rise and grow in the Lord, that we can just do what God would have us to do. I thank God tonight that we have the faith that he has placed in our life, and he's wanting us to use it.
Yes, amen. You spoke about that measure of faith.
Yes, amen.
Everyone, measure of faith, so we could believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we do that, then we can increase our faith and we can have an ever-increasing faith in our journey in this life with the Lord by hearing the word of God and acting upon it with our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The scripture tells us in the armor that we have, that we are to take on the shield of faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, you know, I see two layers there. The measure of faith we've been given, ever-increasing faith that cometh by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And there's the gift of faith.
Yes.
Any circumstances, the Holy Ghost will impart to us the gift of faith for something, for ourselves, or for someone else. So there's a third layer to that shield of faith. Hallelujah. And that shield of faith, we are instructed to put up to quench something, to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we know that faith, perfect faith, worketh by perfect love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We also know that the Lord said when he returns, and he will return, hallelujah,
yes,
will he find faith. So we see without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Yes, amen.
This is a very important foundational ingredient in the Christian life. Hallelujah. And I am so thankful that we're beginning to broadcast on this subject. Because
yes, amen.
Without faith, we cannot even walk this journey with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
I was right in there with you on chapter 11 in Hebrews. Because that is the chapter that tells us the history of those that walked in faith.
Yes.
The word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And they were given to us the recording of it for examples to build our faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the other way we can build our faith, the scripture says, is to build up our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's a topper to what we've just come through speaking on these last few weeks, the baptism in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praying in the Holy Ghost will build up your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. Yes, it will. And I tell you, I was reading your, praise the Lord. We got another call in there. 573, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yeah, this is Evangelist Miller, and I'm in Winfield, Alabama, and I'm just now getting on the show a little bit late. I had trouble getting through, but we made it. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glad to have you in there. Sister Miller's in there, been a minister to us.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Listen, see what she says to say.
Praise the Lord. There's another scripture here I want to read in John 20 and 29. Jesus said unto them, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You know, I was read that a while ago, and praise God, I was just getting in it there whenever Sister Miller called in there. But you know, Thomas was a man, praise God, had seen Jesus, and he didn't believe until he put his hands in the pierced side. He didn't believe until he put his hands in the palm of Jesus' hands. But then Jesus told him this, Thomas, blessed because you've done seen me, you know me. But he said, blessed are they that believe and not seen. You know, that's you and I today, friends out there. We've not never seen Jesus. We've not never seen the scars natural. But we believe it and we see it in faith that there's a man that hung on the cross. We take it by faith that he hung on the cross and he stretched his arms out. You know, there's a sign out. My wife, we've got a sign or did in the summers around another here says, how much do I love you? And it shows Jesus with his arms all outstretched. And it shows with a pike stroke in the palm of his hands. And it shows the nails that drove into his legs. And, you know, that's how much Jesus said, blessed are the people that will believe this report and not even seen it, not ever seen me. But Thomas, you've seen that you can believe. But praise God, he said, blessed are they that have seen in the and not to and believe and not seen. You know, that's you and I today. I just praise God that we can always know that we can believe and that we can see that Jesus, by faith, he's hung on the cross. He's done tucked the pikes in his hands, and he'll never be there no more. But we can believe, praise God, that one day after a while, we'll be able to see him face to face. And I thank God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We got another call in here, 228. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Bright in South Mississippi.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the name of the Lord forever. All the saints, praise God. Glory to hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise the Lord. As the Lord spoke to you there, even one of your brothers, Sister Miller, go ahead there. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, sister. Did he give you anything?
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I was enjoying what you were saying. The anointing was so strong on you, Brother Yearwood. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. That faith is going to be made sight. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. It'll
be worth it all when we see him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God. Like manner. Oh, yes, just as the scripture says. Hallelujah. Glory
praise
to God. And every eye is going to see him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. On that day.
Praise
glory
God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is in the cross and the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. How can we not get excited about it? Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead there, Brother Miller.
I was listening to y'all, and you know, in our everyday activity, as God has done so many wonderful things, but in everyday activity, in our walking life, the struggles that we go through, because everyone will. He said, if I'm persecuted, you'll be persecuted for my name's sake. Just in the walk, in the everyday trials of life, we're tested on every hand, on every side we're tested, because that's what we're here for. We're here to show our Lord and our Savior our love that we have in our heart. And all through the Bible, from the beginning to the end, is nothing but by faith. It's
Amen.
A faith walk. It's what we really actually, deep in our heart, have, we've handled the Word and we've tasted the Word. But by faith is where we believe and we see Christ. We see it by faith, and that's
yes.
how it comes to us, by faith. People want to ask the question, how do you know? Well, it's something you feel. It's something you've handled. It's something you've tasted. It's an experience. It's a relationship. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
And all through the Bible, God has tested people and showed him who he was and what his designs were and why. I mean, all through the Bible. But yet you got so many people that want to defile the Word of God. They want to deny the Word, but they can't. And you know, it's so foolish for them to even try such a thing, because if they can't receive him now, they'll never be able to receive him. And the end judgment will be so devastating that it'll be too late. They can't turn. They can't come back. And it's been this way from the beginning of time. But, you know, you and I can sit here and we can fellowship and talk about the Word of God. But if you don't have it in your heart, if the Word isn't written in your heart, it doesn't mean anything. It's not activated. It can't work. It's just void. It's like planting your seed on stony ground. It can't materialize. It's like putting your seed on soil that can't germinate. It can't do nothing with it. It's just sitting there. It's not doing anything. But the moment that you decide to make a decision in your heart that God's Word is real, and
yes.
test him. He said, try the spirits and see what they are of. And when you start trying God's Word and start handling it and start tasting it, it causes a revelation in your spirit to bust open wide, and God comes in and sups with you, and he shows you the pattern. He shows you the way that he's designed for you, because we all have to seek out our own salvation with fear and with trembling, and it's by faith. You have to speak to the mountain. He said, speak to the mountain, and it shall be removed and cast into the sea. And tonight I'm telling everyone that you have to do this daily. It's a daily struggle to sit back and see people try to defile the Word of God when it's so real. They don't have what you have if you're filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you're walking by faith and not by sight, if you're speaking your existence into existence, and if you are telling your existence, say, it ain't me, it ain't my flesh, but by the Spirit of God and the Word of God, I speak and I activate this into a situation that will bless me in my future. By faith, I believe this. It's like healing. When I lay hands on anyone, if they've got an infirmity, it ain't about me. I'm a vessel. I'm a Ford. I'm a Chevy. I'm a Dodge. I'm a vessel that is being used. I'm a tool in God's hand. And by faith, when I lay hands on an individual, it's already been done. It ain't about me. The Word says it's real. The Word says it's been took care of. The Word says it's been destroyed. The Word says it's healed. I believe it. By faith, I believe and speak it into existence, and that's where your miracle signs and wonders follows those that believe. And I just love the Lord, because I can make mistakes every day.
Amen.
And repent and go right back to work for the Lord. People think, well, you know, I made a mistake, God ain't going to use me that way. No, that's not true. He don't want you to keep making mistakes. When you make your mistakes, repent and keep speaking the Word. It's
Amen.
Faith. It's by his Spirit. It ain't about us. We didn't do nothing. He can use anybody. If he can use an ass to speak, he can use an individual to speak.
Right.
Even the ass had the ability to speak when he couldn't get an individual to speak. And I'm saying tonight that by faith, if he has to, he'll use whatever tools that are available for him.
That's right.
And I just love the Lord that he's chosen a vessel like me and Sister Miller to be able to go forth and be able to speak a word and do seeds. And tonight it's faith. By faith you can receive the Holy Ghost tonight. By faith you can receive a healing tonight.
Amen.
By faith you can get whatever you desire tonight.
Right.
In the Lord. In the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't about us. It ain't about us. We're just here. We're just vessels.
That's right.
We're just instruments. We're just tools.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. I'll let somebody else minister and talk.
You know, I praise God for that. And right here, the scripture says in the Hebrews 11:1, that's kind of what you've been touching on there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
And down here in Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, that's where our faith will grow at, and that's how that we can grow, if we're just to stand in that faith. And, you know, when we pray, and, you know, and don't doubt, you know, scripture tells us, whenever we pray and we don't doubt, we shall receive whatever that we desire whenever we're praying. You know, the devil likes to tell us, you know, you ain't going to get that, you can't get that, but by faith, we can have anything that we ask him for. And if we'll believe whenever we pray and we doubt not, we shall receive according to the word of God. And I praise God for it. Now, I tell you what, the devil likes to talk every one of us out of the blessings of God and out of the miracles that God has placed in our hands. Hallelujah. But he's placed every one of us with a miracle. He's placed every one of us. If we've got the faith that when we pray, we're going to receive it. It may not be on our time, but it'll be on God's time.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's right, brother.
Praise God. You know, Valentine's Day, my wife put a prayer seed faith in, and she planned a seed faith for us, a three-bedroom house. Well, you know what? Today the prayer was answered.
Praise God.
And the best thing of it is, the guy said that we can just probably, he said, we'll talk to you later on about just even renting it to, even for own. And, you know, I thank God for it. I mean, it's, I don't know, it's summer. I'm not sure how many acres goes with it, but God has just blessed us with it. And we only have to pay just like monthly rent payments to own the property. And it's a nice house. We're going to have to do some painting on it. And the guy turned around and gave us the money that we're supposed to pay the rent for to buy paint to paint on it. You know, on the inside, it's real nice. On the outside, it's real nice final house. And we've been praying, and Sister Betty put that seed faith in here and prayed about it there Valentine's Day. Here it is just a few days later. Done got a three-bedroom house, a big living room, and a pretty good-sized kitchen, and it's kind of out on in a farm-like area, and we got neighbors around us, but not real close, and just what we wanted. And, you know, just God wants to please his people if we would just take it by faith and say, Lord, you said I could have whatever that I asked you for. And we can look here in the Second Corinthians 5:7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You know, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
We walk
yes.
by faith.
Yes.
Praise God. We
when
start
the world
walking
says
faith,
there's no way.
Go ahead.
When the world says there's no way. When the world says it can't happen, that's when God likes to show up and show out.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Word stands.
Well, Bobby, is the Lord moving for you? Saying anything to you?
Yes, praise God. You know, Romans 4:17 says, he called those things be not as they were. I mean, by faith. By faith, Abraham received a good report. You know, faith is absolutely dependent on the word of God and his son, Jesus Christ. Joyful faith is accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior and walking therein. Faith without works are dead. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. We have something down under the fifth rib. It's called the power of the Holy Spirit. When you put this to work by faith, the devil backs up. He runs slop out of Georgia. I mean, the demons back up, and I mean, they scream. I tell you, tonight you can walk out of a pit and walk into a palace by faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By faith, this thing works. You can't go at it halfway. You got to go at it 100%. Faith works by what? Obedience to the Word of God, trusting in God, walking daily with Him, living after Him, praise God, walking after Him. You know, He said, take up your cross and follow me. That is completely denying yourself of everything. You walk with Jesus Christ, you live with Jesus Christ, and if it means dying, you die for Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Mark 11:22 said, have faith in God. That's that God kind of faith you've got to have. You can say to this mountain, when you say, speak in this mountain, when you speak, you say, you got something wrong with you. You lay hands on yourself, and I've done this. Lay hands on yourself in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. And get up every day, and you say, I walk in the favor of God by faith. And brothers and sisters, you can have whatsoever you ask if you go to Him in pure, undefiled faith. It takes faith like that to please God. Without that, you cannot please God. Faith pleases God. He inhabits our praise. You praise through faith. You accept God for who He is and what He is and what He means to you. Praise God. He loves you so much. He sent His Son down here. Let's have faith enough to go back up with Him. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody else say something. Ooh.
Praise Lord. I'm going to let Tim sing us a song right here and take a break here for a second. I'll be right back. Just keep your mind up on the Lord, and we'll just worship the Lord with Him.
At the close of a service, the preacher gives a call. I stand here so confused, too afraid to make the wall. And then a voice, it whispers, I hear it soft and low. Go ahead, I made this wall for you 2,000 years ago. Tears begin to flow, and I think about how He must have felt beneath that heavy load. And then I kneel the altar and fall up on my knees. Though I made this walk alone, He was waiting here for me. And I made at the end of my walk.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. I want to read some right here. Brother Bobby done brought this scripture out here a minute ago, but I'm going to read a couple others I will go along to. Mark 11, 22 through 24. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and believe, be thou, and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, that verse right there is telling us, praise God, that whatsoever that we saith, we shall have it. You know, and right here in 24 it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You know, that's just as plain as my mother used to say, as a nose on your face. Praise God, if you just, when you pray and you believe and when you ask God for something, you know, a lot of times the devil says, well, you can't have it, it ain't going to happen. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you tonight that I believe the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. And I believe tonight that whenever we pray and we don't doubt, I believe we're going to receive the very things that we asked Him for, because He said that He would give it to us. And He's not a God that should lie, but He's a God that wants to give everybody what they ask for if they'll just believe when they ask Him and don't doubt. You know, the devil would like to cause us to doubt a lot of things, but we don't have to doubt. Just like that lady that come here the other night, praise God, or the other day, and we prayed for and casted the demon spirits out of her, and they've been coming back to church every service since, and they've not missed a service. And she got up here Sunday and went into the altar and was praying, and she got up and she told our pastor, she said, brother, I'm teetotaler, said, I'm free, said, I'm delivered. And you know, that's what it's all about. People getting in there with prayer and believing, and whenever they pray and they ask God for something and know that God hears them. You know, I believe tonight that God hears every prayer if we just only believe it when we ask Him and we don't doubt. I tell you what, I believe tonight that, you know, James says we have not because we ask not. A lot of times we will pray and pray in amiss, but praise God, if we'll pray and believe that what we asked Him for and whatever we asked Him for, we doubt not when we pray. God is sitting right there. I believe He says, son, just give it to Him. Just deliver it to Him. I can see Him just almost with His hands with that gift and that blessing that we asked Him for, sitting there with His hands just ready to hand it to us. He's done got our name written on it. It's done packed up and just waiting on us to get up there to get it. You know, a lot of times we stop short of the blessing of God and give up before we get our blessing, because the devil says, oh, you can't get it, you can't have it, and we will start doubting. But thank God, if we'll just stand on that prayer and start believing and start letting the faith that's in us grow, you know, start confessing. As somebody said there earlier tonight, just confess what you asked Him for and just believe that you're going to receive it. You know, as we read here a while ago in the Word of God, here in Romans 10 and 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we'll just speak these words, and we can have it. And up here in the 11 and 1 there, Hebrews, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, we don't see a lot of things that we're asking for, but we know that we need them. And if we'll just trust God and just believe Him, we're going to receive it, because He's not a God that's going to lie. He's a God that's going to form that which He said, and He's done told us in His Word that we can have these things. I just praise God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Somebody else, obey the Lord.
Brother, it says right here in the 17th chapter of Matthew, it's in starting with the 14th verse, and when they were coming to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often the and water. And I besought him, and I besought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and preserved generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured the same hour. Brother and sister, you've got faith in God. You walk in faith. You can do the same thing. We're supposed to be the imitators of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Then disciple came to Jesus and said, Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. People says, I've got faith. Show me your faith by your work. Show me on your faith. Praise God. And if Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed. Now, brothers and sisters, this is not the kind of mustard seed you take out there and plant. This is the smallest seed that grows up into a tree where birds can roost in it. Praise God. If grain of mustard seed, you say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Howbeit, this kind goes by what? Eating and dining? No, prayer and fasting. Praise God. The church of God today have too much feasting and not enough fasting. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know, right here it says, this is something right here says, how faith is produced. It says, cure faith by hearing God's word, Romans 10:17, by written testimonies, John 20 and 30 and 31, and through the apostles' testimonies, John 17 and 20, and by hearing the gospel, Acts 15 and 7. And that's why faith is produced. You know, right here, we can see in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Hebrews 11 and 30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him entered the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, that's what I thank God for that today. You know, that's how faith is coming by. That's how that we can know, praise God, that faith will work if we'll just do it. And that last verse I just read was, you can find that in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. And I thank God today that God is still telling us faith is what it's going to take. You know, I just can't get away from that. You know, we gotta have faith in God. We gotta trust God. It's impossible. As somebody done said earlier tonight, it's impossible to please God. You can't please Him tonight without faith. And no other time we can say that, oh, I'm a Christian. But if we don't have the faith of God and we don't act on the faith, it's impossible to please Him. We've got to have faith just to please God. We've got to have faith, you know, if we go to our car to crank it, we've got to have faith when we set that key in that ignition switch and turn that thing on that it's going to crank. And, you know, if we didn't have, we wouldn't have enough faith to put the key in there. We would never turn it on. And that's what God's telling us. If you've got enough of faith to ask me and believe me for something, I'm going to give you what you asked me for. If you'll just not doubt. You know, that's what the devil is his tool, is the biggest thing is doubt and fear and unbelief. But whenever we can say by faith, this is going to happen, and we do that.
Brother, can I? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, brother. Praise
can
Lord.
I read this right here? And
yeah.
What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephunneh and of David, also Samuel, and of the prophet, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions,
yeah,
quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of the weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the flight of armies and aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, but they might obtain a better resurrection, and others had trial of cruel mocking and scourging. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, and wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin, but destitute, afflicted, for many of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts and in the mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Praise God, let me tell you something. I was telling a brother just this evening, you only escape hell by being a Christian. Jesus said, in this life you're going to have tribulation, but you have faith at faith to carry you through, and the fire won't burn you and the water won't wet you, my God. He said, I'll go before you. My God, I'll send my angels before you. My God, just trust in Him. Have faith in Him. Trust in Him. Look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise. I'm going to give you the praise report. We've all been praying about Miracle Valley. Well, you know, we've been wondering what's going on, and it ain't complete on this one part about going right back on the campus where Miracle Valley was at. But, you know, God has moved for that brother Harder out there and them are in Miracle Valley. He's because he believed and people was a-praying and other people was a-praying. Praise God, we see that the property just up the road, just a little ways from Miracle Valley, just to north of it, praise God, has been handed to them no money tied to it at all. They got a clear deed to it. And I just thank God for it. You know, that shows you faith works. And faith come through. And I praise God. We've all been praying about it and believing God for it. And not all that. In about three more years, there's supposed to be another big extension give to them. And it's all going to be free. No
praise
ties,
God.
No nothing to it. God just blessed them for it, and I praise God for it.
Hallelujah.
Now, we've got several prayer requests here.
Brother, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please, brothers and sisters, remember my prayer. Remember what I need to pray for. You know what I'm talking about, brother. Brother,
yeah.
You would. I needed to travel in.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. My brother-in-law, Ole, he's got some broken bones in his body. He needs a miracle. And Clarence, my other brother-in-law, he's got a blood clot. He needs a miracle touch. We want to remember brother and sister Miller. They need a miracle. Brother Bobby, there, he's needing a bus to travel in for the gospel. Of course, we still want to remember Miracle Valley, brother and sister Harder, and Jerry, that 15-year-old boy that we've been praying for so long. He's come out of the coma and be coming home in a few days.
Glory to God.
And but shall remember them. He still needs a touch from God, and we got a call in here 330. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, this is Dwayne up in Shreve, Ohio.
Oh, praise the Lord, bro.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing just fine. We're getting ready to pray here. And, we want to remember that brother that was on here last week with us, Brother Brandon. His wife is going to go under a heart capture surgery there Wednesday. And Brother Wingo here, he's going under surgery Wednesday. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer right now and just ask everybody to pray for us and then pray for that need. We've got about 6 minutes here, so we need to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all these needs. And everybody just pray for them as they're around the world are, and that's just right now. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you, God. We come unto you by faith, Lord. God, you see these requests, God. You see the ones, Lord, that was called in there, Father. And Lord, just ask you, Lord, that you'll just move on our request.
Just lay that strong right hand.
God, give you praise and glory and honor, Father. We know, Father, that you hear our prayers, and God, we're just asking you, God, that you would just move upon us. And Lord, Brother Bobby, the bus that needs, Brother, the miracle they need, and God, get others that I can even think of the name of. But you give them that miracle, God, that they're asking for. Lord, and we grant it unto them right now by faith, Lord, and giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father, for it all in Jesus' holy name. And we thank
you, Sister Miller, and just God tend to every need they have, Father. Bless them and keep them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Just reach down from your throne, Father, and lay your hand on Brother and Sister Miller and just help them and guide them. And Brother Gearwood and this other brother called in, just, Father, use them in a great and mighty way for your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you.
Praise you.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise.
Glory to God.
Praise. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Brother and sister, that baby I prayed for, it had to have that brain surgery. Thank God he came through. The surgeon, the main surgeon, come through and healed that baby without a scar. When he operates, he don't leave a scar. He don't send you a bill at the end of the month. The baby is made whole by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord would say unto thee, Mahaya. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in well doing, for in due season,
yes.
Hallelujah, you're going to receive. You're
yes.
not one that will faint. Your due season is just around the corner. Hallelujah. The Lord saved you.
Hallelujah.
You know you had already attained that bus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The name specifically, go pick it out, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, brothers and sisters, in my prayer, I thank God for all His blessings. They're holy and they're glorious. They're wonderful. But I say, Father, most of all, the greatest, the most holy, the gracious, the blessed, the most precious gift you ever give me is Jesus and the blood and salvation that the blood bought that lifted me up out of a devil's hell, placed my feet on solid rock, and now I'm on the way to glory in the mighty, wonderful, glorified name of Jesus. Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Bobby, I see the Lord. Am I shutting some lions' mouths for you? There's been those that's rose up and dared to speak against the anointed of God. Hallelujah. They've tried to say that your days are over, that you've about finished your course and run your race. And I'm a Sahai, and the Lord says it's a lie. He kind of your better days are ahead of you.
Glory to God.
For even I, the Lord thy God, have extended your time, saith the Lord. Thou shalt walk in time anointing. Hallelujah. In the church of the living God. Glory to God.
Praise holy name. Praise your His name. It's confirmed because I was told almost the same thing not just a little while ago. God confirmed it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm like Isaiah. I'll go. But brothers and sisters, we have too much of this honey sweet gospel today. He says, go. He told Ezekiel, warn my people, lest their blood be on your hands. And I'm afraid there's going to be some people, as I hear preaching God's word, that their hands are full of blood. Because they say, you're all right, it don't matter. Don't matter what you do, just call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved. Honey, let me tell you, there's a line you have to walk. They said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. My God, there's a way you're going to walk. There's a talk you're going to talk. Praise God, you're going to, this Wednesday night and Sunday morning Christians ain't going to make it.
Yeah, that's right.
God, you don't live your Christian life inside a church. You live it outside the church in your daily walk.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By and large, and I'll call them the big ships. You know, the lighthouse, what they wanted to tear it down because the big ships don't go there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's because they have got away from the threefold ministry of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they preach the gospel. Some churches lay hands on the sick, and sometimes they get healed. Most of the time they don't. Jesus said, the things I do, you will do. What did he do? He healed instantly.
Amen.
And this is a goal I'm speaking on everybody, that I feel God in these last days going to use the little bitty ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To do his threefold ministry and do it so good, he'll start making the big ships jealous.
Yeah.
And
well,
prayerfully,
you, brother,
they'll get
God's
back.
Faith, he'll show you results.
They'll get back in line and get to doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
I agree 100%. I know a certain situation where
couple
got divorced.
We're off from the line. We're done going off. So been good being on here with everybody tonight. So we'll try to do it next week. Just be much in the prayer for it. We're studying on the faith. So be part two next week, Lord's willing. So God bless everybody and have a good night.
God bless everybody. Love you.
Love you.
Love you in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.